Okay, I know everyone's mind is earthquake and eclipse. A lot of interesting things have happened over the last couple of days. I did record a shiur. It's on the podcast if you want to listen. Short halachic shiur about the halachas of earthquakes. If you want to take a listen, hopefully it shouldn't be again anymore for us in New York. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. I'm happy everyone got a chance to listen to it. Hopefully tonight we'll send out a shiur about the eclipse, some of the interesting halachic questions that come up about the eclipse, a little bit about the hashkafa again. Not that I'm going to get too much into it, but we'll talk a little bit about it. But everyone's mind, obviously, right now is between eclipses, earthquakes, and Pesach. It's probably, it sounds like the name of a book, Eclipse, Earthquakes, and Pesach, right? Sounds like there's definitely a connection. Many people's homes feel like an earthquake and an eclipse happen when they get ready for Pesach. But I happen to think there's a very important message from last week's parsha about Pesach prep, and perhaps even more so as family starts to come into our homes for the extended Yom Tov. I think it's also an important message. We have Moshe and Aaron had a pretty heated conversation in last week's parsha. Moshe was convinced that he was right, and that that Aaron and the remaining children should have partaken in all of the karbanos. And Aaron basically said, "No, not the karban. That's for Rosh Chodesh. That's all the time. That not." And the pasuk tells us Moshe heard Aaron's claim, "Vayitav," and he was happy. So if you think about it, when was the last time you lost an argument? You walked away happy. Very, very frequently, infrequently, you walk away happy. You walk away dejected, rejected, upset. Okay, but you're wrong. You're wrong. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu walk away happy? The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking to be right. He was looking to do what's right. Most of us, when we're in an argument, we just want to be right. It doesn't even matter what we're fighting about. It's just we have to be right at the end of it. Whatever the issue is, whether with our spouse, someone at work, in learning for sure, it's just the one thing matters is that we are right. Whatever it is, we can be arguing about the most foolish, silliest thing, but we have to be right. Moshe Rabbeinu had no interest in being right. Moshe Rabbeinu had one agenda, whatever Hashem wants. If that's what Hashem wants, Moshe Rabbeinu was thrilled. Now that Aaron pointed out that he had it wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu was thrilled because to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't about being right, it was about doing what's right. But Rambam points out also another message, I think, which is important for all of us, is that Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps jumped to decision making. He should have been a little bit more reserved, so to say, and researched more and thought again, Taka, is this the right psak? Maybe I have it wrong. Maybe Aaron is right. But he kind of jumped the gun, as we'd say, and he made a conclusion. And it led down to a point where Moshe Rabbeinu had to admit his mistake. And Rambam points out sometimes in life we have to, double check and triple check before we come out with big statements and yelling and screaming and making, all these big deals. We have to make sure we are 100% right. And I think when it comes to Pesach prep, very often you have fights. Someone will go shopping and the spouse will walk in running. It's not kosher to Pesach, and then you'll be like little print that says kosher to Pesach. Because today everything's kosher to Pesach. You can bring home bread will say kosher to Pesach, but right away you're screaming and yelling at your spouse, whichever spouse it may be. What are you talking about? It's not kosher Pesach, and you be here. And you just look at the small print and talk, it's kosher Pesach. Or you get very upset about how you do things in the house or how this person did this. It's not the way we do it. Sometimes it might be what you're seeing is not what really is. It might be a little simpler than that. It might not be as complicated. It might not be definitely not worthy of making a whole big fight out about and making arguments. Now, if you're right, you're right. Again, obviously, if a person's right, he should stick to his guns and be right. But he has to make sure that he is talking right. The fact that I remember last year this way doesn't always carry so much weight. I remember we did it last year. Okay. Unfortunately, we forget a lot of things. So make sure before we get into big fights about how to do things, let's make sure we're sure, we're certain. And even then, let's act with a large amount of caution. Okay, but I say it's good to be back. Thank you for all those who joined us on the Zoom last week. I appreciate it. And thank you to Michael for putting the Maamar HaKoyimus up on the computer for those who joined, who looked along on the Maamar HaKoyimus on the computer. But now we're back in business. Okay, so we're going to see over here a very small Gemara, very innocent Gemara. It has unbelievable halachic and major lumdisha points. The Gabi Kibbutz Avim. The Gemara tells us a story. Number one, Rabbi Yosef ki ave shomei kol kalya de'ime, and Rabbi Yosef would hear the voice of his mother. Amma, he'd say, "Eikum, I'm standing up mikamei shchina da'asi. I'm standing up in front of the shchina that is coming." So most people learn this Gemara and not even give it two thoughts. Say beautiful Gemara, nice agadita. Say it over Rabbi Mitzvah Pshetel and move on. But this is not a simple Gemara for a lot of reasons. So first of all, you got to know a little bit about who Rabbi Yosef was. So we know that Rabbi Yosef was blind, and that's going to play a major role in understanding this sugya, the fact that Rabbi Yosef unfortunately was blind. But all the Gemara seems to be very innocent Gemara. The Gemara says Kabishamekakardiime when he'd hear the voice of his mother walking, which means his mother wasn't in front of him yet. Right? He was downstairs. He heard his mother coming down the steps, so he knew his mom was coming. He would right away jump up even before she was there. Why? And this is very important for the lumdus. He'd say, "Mikameshchina daasi." Why am I standing up? I'm standing up in front of the shchina that is coming. So again, did he stand up for his mother? Or did he stand up for the shchina? Who was he standing up for? What was his impetus to stand up? If I was writing the Gemara, I would have said Rabbi Yosef stood up because his mother was a special woman, his mother was his mother, whatever it is. But the Gemara adds a couple of words which are going to make a very, very big difference and how to understand the Gemara that he stood up for the Shechinah. So right away, Rabbi Eliashiv in his Ha'aris points out, what does it mean that Rabbi Yosef stood up when he'd hear the voice? Like Rabbi Eliashiv, Aval Pish Rabbi Yosef Hayasagi no Kidrael, even though we know Rabbi Yosef was blind. And that's why Rabbi Yosef had a whole back and forth in the previous Gemara. Would he want to be obligated to mitzvahs? Would he want to be exempt from mitzvahs? So obviously, Rabbi Yosef couldn't stand up when he saw his mother. He never saw his mother, unfortunately. He'd have to stand up when he heard his mother. Okay, seems to be very innocent ha'ara, nothing too major, but we'll see. This is going to be a very important ha'ara.
He was always blind.
He was not always blind. Rabbi Yosef was only blind later in life. So we are assuming that this Gemara takes place later on in life. At least we'll see. Maybe this Gemara takes place later on in life.
Is there anything to that Rabbi Yosef puts lechvodam in the plural?
Yeah, because we'll see that.
Lechvodah.
Right, we'll see that this is, even though it was the mother who he stood up for, it goes for both parents, which we'll have to talk more about. So the Marsha right away is bothered with our kasha.
The question is whether it was for his mother or for the Shechina.
Yeah.
If he would have had to do it for his mother, even if.
Is that true?
If, I don't know, but I've got to stand up for your.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That's what, you know, that's what today's discussion is going to be.
You're on that,
that
side.
That's today's discussion. I'm in the hot seat. Okay. That's going to be today's discussion. Every child assumes, or maybe perhaps every parent assumes, you're supposed to stand up when your child, when a parent walks into the room. Where does that say that? Okay, but not every parent today is going to, right, Zakin, let's assume, is, we'll make up numbers, even though some, let's say 70, is what Reb Vosner writes. 70 is a Zakin. And parents are a lot younger then, right? So every child is supposed to know, and every parent is supposed to know, that when a parent walks into the room, you stand up. Now, we're not going to get into, it's not our sugya, why no one does that today. That's a whole halachic discussion. Maybe one day we'll do for halacha share. But just from the Gemara, halacha, where does it say? I'm sorry. I apologize. Most kids today don't do it. Most kids today. I didn't say adults don't do it for their parents. Most young children today under in the millennial ages, I don't think stand up for their parents when they walk in. Oh, that's what I want to get to. That's today's share. Mamish. So fear. What fear means stand? Where does it say that? Thomas, there's no Gemara. That's the problem, Rabbi Yosef. Seva is either a Torah scholar or an elderly person, not a father. Right, 60, 70, but not, you know, the young father. So that's Mamash what today's shiur is going to be all about. Weird, but even more, I want to get into a more lumdish point. Not just where does it say it, but why? And what's the lumdish, so to say, of why one stands up for a parent? So we have the Marsha comments on the Gemara. The Gemara says you're supposed to stand up. So what does the Shechina have to do with this? I'm standing up for my parents because he or she is my parent, irrelevant to the Shechinah. What does the Shechinah have to do? So the Mashal writes, Al divrei she'amulel. This is based on the Gemara we learned earlier. Bizman she'adam mechabe, when a person honors his parents, ma'ale ani aleihem kilu darti b'neim. Says the Mashal, every time you honor your parents, Hashem is there. So therefore, when I get up and honor my mother and I stand up for her, I'm really, Hashem is there also. So again, so the follow-up question. So who am I standing up for? Am I standing up for my parent or am I standing up for Hashem? What's the Siba? What's the reason for my standing? So the Marsha is saying, well, once you stand up for your mother, now Hashem comes, and therefore what? So now my standing is for Hashem or my standing is for my mother? So I don't get this clear. It sounds like from the Marsha, Avada, I'm standing up for my mother. And that's a given that you're supposed to stand up for your mother. Now it happens to me now that I stand up for my mother and I express Kibra Ve'im, now Hashem is here also. So again, but what's the Lashon HaGemara? The Gemara says, I'm getting up in front of the Shechina that's coming. So is my getting up for the Shechina or am I getting up for my mom? This is where I kind of get like it's a little bit of a which came first. So the Gemara, the Mashal is saying, well, once you stand up for your mother, now Hashem is here. Okay, beautiful.
Also, regular people don't know when the Shechina is coming.
Right, right. So is the key, my question really is the standing because of the Shechina or is the standing because of your mother? And now once I'm a Kaim Kibra Veim, so now I bring the Shechina, so now I'm standing in front of the Shechina. But that's not why I stood up in the first place.
Right, because the Shechina's
right, there. Right. So that's why I have a hard time understanding what the Marsha. I mean, I see where the Marsha is going with this, right? The Marsha is definitely telling us that there's an element of Hashem involved in every act of Kibbutz of Aim. But then what's the Siba? What's the reason for this standing? So if you take a look in the Rambam at number 4, this is the Rambam that was Kibbutz of Aim, Dr. Rambam, Ezehu Kibbutz. What is included in the mitzvah of Kibbutz? Machalu, Mashke, feed and drink, Malbush, Mechase, dress and undress, Mishal Av. That you have to use dad's money. So if your parent needs food, he needs clothing, he needs all that stuff, that's great, you do it, but you put it on his credit card. Then, again, these are all sugyas that we will cover, I don't know when, we will get to them soon. At some point, then a mom and love. Let's say the dad doesn't have money. The yesh mom and the ben and the son is wealthy. Then we actually force the children to pay. And if the father has the money and the son doesn't have the money, then it's on dad's bill. But if dad does not have the money and the son is quite wealthy, but he's being saying no, I learned the sugya and kedushin. The sugya and kedushin says it's on my father, so I don't want to do. So that we force him to pay. Okay, says the Rambam Vayter. Umoitzi umachnis. You got to bring your father in and take him out. Umishamshin. You have to serve him. The way anyone would serve their Rebbe, you have to show the same respect, reverence, service. Right? Just like, you know, when a Rav walks with a whole pious Svarim, everyone runs over to take some of the Svarim. They don't want the Rav to carry all the Svarim. Or if they see the Rav leaves the door, they run to him. Says the Rambam, do the same thing with your father. V'oymeid miponov, says the Rambam, and you have to stand up in front of your father. K'derech shu'u oymeid b'fnei rabbi. The same way you stand up in front of your Rebbe. Now, what does your Rebbe have to do with this conversation? I thought the Gemara said it has to do with the Shechina. And your Rebbe has a Shechina also. So why not? So now the Rambam is giving you an analogy. He's saying that the rules of Kibbutz Ave'im, at least for standing, are the same as for a Rabbi. Now, what Rabbi are we talking about? So again, we'll also get to the Sugya B'li Nadar at some point. There's two types of Rabbi. There's what we call a Rabbi Muvuk and a regular Rabbi. A regular Rabbi means a Talmud Chacham. Right, let's for any big Rosh Hashiva or big godly you know of today, he's not your Rebbe Muvuk. You don't learn under him, but he's a big Talmud Chacham. So if he walks into the room, there's one room. Then there's what's called the Rabbi Muvuk. What's a Rabbi Muvuk? So literally, a Rabbi Muvuk translates someone who taught you Roiv Chachmasa. That was a whole discussion. Ms. Man said, does anyone really have a Rabbi Muvuk? Today, in the way the yeshivas are structured, Bachim jump around. They're by one Rebbe for 2 years, and they go another Rebbe for 2 years. And they jump around. By the time they're done, can they say one Rebbe was their Rabbi Muvuk? Also, today we have Svarim. A lot of people learn things from Svarim. They don't learn from Rabbeim, right? So it's a big shaila whether or not you have a Rabbi Muvuk today. Some suggest, I think Rabbi Soloveitchik held this way, Rabbi Muvuk doesn't mean how much knowledge he taught you, but your way of thinking. If he gave you a certain mahalach, if he gave you a certain way of looking at things and how to analyze things are from him, so that might be considered a Rabbi Muvuk. So some people argue they have that from their Rosh Hashivas. They learned 3 years by this Rosh Hashiva, and they think like him, but every time he likes to think, he thinks like his Rebbe. I think this is what my Rebbe would do in this case. I love those guys, yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe, yeah, maybe not, who knows. But if you think that's your mahalach, so that might be a Rabbi Muvuk. So there's two levels in Kibbutz Rabbi. There's a regular Rabbi and a Rabbi Muvuk. What does the Rambam mean over here where he says, Shu'oimeid b'fnei Rabbi? What type of Rabbi is he referring to? So we'll see. He's referring to a Rabbi Muvuk. Okay. So now the Rambam is associating standing up for your father like you stand up for your Rabbi Muvuk. What's the analogy over there? It's very different. Your father could be a lovely man, but he's not your Rabbi Muvuk. He might not even be a rabbi at all. He might not even be a Talmud Chacham. He's a lovely, wonderful man and a great father, provided for you all these years, but he doesn't fit into the category of rabbi. And yet, for still some reason, the Rambam puts together that the standing should be done k'derech shu'oimeid b'fnei rabbi. Oh, so where does the Rambam get this from? Where does the Rambam see that there's a mitzvah to stand up for your father? Now, without giving away the whole sugya, there's a Gemara later on, which we have to get to as well. The Gemara lays out, Tana Rabban and Ezo Kibbutz Ve'ezo Umayra. The Gemara gives you a whole list. It says in the Torah, Kabbutz Avicha V'Simecha, and you have to fear your parents. What's kibbutz and what's here? And the Gemara gives you a whole list, and I'll tell you what's not on that list, standing. Standing is absent. Lo Yashim Kremer is on the list. Lo Yisrael says Devar is on the list. It doesn't say anywhere on that list. We'll get to that. So for a Rebbe, we have psukim. It may say v'tokum, v'darat p'nei zokum. We'll see. The Chazanish is going to have a kasha about that. We'll get to that. But there is no Gemara explicitly in Shas that says stand up for your parents, which makes the question even stronger. Why not? Everyone here told me they all know for a given that's the halacha. It's because everyone knows this Rambam. I see, Baruch Hashem. Everyone knows this Rambam. The Rambam says, you have to stand up in front of your parents. Where did the Rambam get it from? Where is it saying the Gemara they have to do this? So the simple answer might be our Gemara. Says the Kesef Mishnah, number 5. Where does the Rambam write the Kesef Mishnah's job was to try to explain to us where the Rambam got all these halachas from. The Rambam never gave us sources. So the Kesef Mishnah tried as much as he could to fill in the blanks of where the Rambam got his halachas from. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, and the truth is, the same thing appears in the Beis Yosef on the Torah, because the Torah also writes the same nusach. The Torah writes that you have to stand up for your parents, and the Beis Yosef, who's the same person as the Kesef Mishnah, the same author, Yosef Cairo, he jumps on the Torah over there also and says, where did the Torah get this halacha from? You have to stand up for your parents. And he says the same lumbus. What's the lumbus? Number 5, the Perek Kama de Kedushin, our Gemara. Beautiful. Says the Beis Yosef, says the Kesef Mishnah, that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is the Makor that you have to stand up for your father or your mother. Now again, most people learn this Gemara as like an Agadah to Gemara. Very nice, beautiful. Rabbi Yosef would stand up, but the Kesef Mishnah says, no, this Gemara is a Halacha. This is the Makor in all of Halacha that you have to stand up for your parent, which is interesting, which comes out the original source to stand up for a parent is not a father.
It's mother.
It's actually a mother, which is so funny why I saw some place can make the argument. Maybe you only have to stand up for your father, not for your mother. How can you be bigger than the raya itself? The whole mikar is from a mother. Say, ain't lucha boya luchadush. You can't be bigger than that. So luchar for sure, mother, and obviously a father as well. Oh, very good. So that's what we're gonna have to talk about. This is not stam when your father walks in front of you and walks. This is before he even gets into the room. So this should be a new halach. Not only do you have to stand up when your father walks into the room and your father's in front of you, you should have to stand up when you hear your father coming.
Fine. So
oh, very good.
Yeah.
Good, very good. These are all gonna be the back and forth that I'd like to lay out today, hopefully today's show.
So it seems like Rabbi Yosef was a chiddush. Oh, look
at
Rabbi Yosef.
That's right. That's another question.
So before that, nobody else did.
Right. Was Rabbi Yosef, when you read this Gemara, do you say to yourself, wow, Rabbi Yosef was a special year, I'm not that Madrigo? Or do you read this Gemara? No, Rabbi Yosef did what all of us should do. So that's the chiddush of the Ketzav Mishnah. The chiddush of the Ketzav Mishnah is that Rabbi Yosef wasn't lifnim Meshuvas Adin. Rabbi Yosef was letter of the law, and that's why all of us have to follow Rabbi Yosef.
Isn't it the raya that you're standing for your mother and not for the Shechina?
Oh, right there. That's the same kasha. You see from here that it's nothing to do with the Shechina. It has to do with the fact that it's your mother. That's why I'm still struggling, and we'll come back to this, how to work this Marsha and the Shechina back into the sugya. Okay.
You said there was a list.
Yeah.
Of that you need to
yep.
Do or that you can't do.
Yes.
Not
nope.
Why not?
Oh, Kavaldik. But now we really have a problem. If this Gemara is the Makar, so now we have the source. So why didn't it make it to the list? Right, this should be on the list. The list was very.
And where's the list?
It's about a blot away from where we are.
Good.
It's in the Gemara. Yeah, sure. It's going to be a while for us till we get there. We got Pesach and Shavuos. That's why I don't give dates. I never know. I say B'li Ned, and hopefully we'll get there. The Gemara is going to have a whole list on the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Ezo, Kibud, Veiz, Huyir, and the Gemara gives us a very detailed list. Much of what the Rambam just read to us was that list. That's why I photocopied the whole Rambam, because Rambam gives you most of the list, and he adds into his list, the Gemara does not. I mean, there is no explicit Gemara anywhere that says clearly one has to stand up for his parents, and it begs the question, why not? If Rabbi Yosef is a great source, and the Rambam quotes it as a source, why don't the Gemara say it?
But also, don't we say that when you stand up for your mother, it's Alts Kibbutz, but for your father, it's more your, like Rashi and Chumash says, in other words, when it says your mother, because most kibud is by your mother. A man.
Oh, what does that mean? Why are you saying that?
I didn't say it. Rashi and Chumash says that. He says by kibud v'ira, kavod v'ira. He says that kavod is more by your mother. Yira, you're more by your father.
Let's not blame Rashi. It's a Gemara. We learned it together. Oh. The Gemara says that. We had that Gemara together. But that doesn't mean.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah, we still learned it here. Okay. I assume everything we learned, everyone remembers, no?
Oh, yeah. Without the notebooks, forget it.
No, the Gemara is talking about something else. The Gemara wants to know why the Torah changes who's talked about first in each pasuk.
Right.
The Gemara answers because naturally one would have showed honor to his mother more than his father. That doesn't mean what the Torah lays out for you is like that.
Uh-huh.
That's just your natural inclination is. But when the Torah lays out the rules, it's for both.
Yeah.
You got to feed your mother, you got to feed your
so
father.
The keyboard,
yeah, it goes both ways. The Gemara was just discussing what I would have done without a pasuk, what my natural inclination would have been. The Gemara says you would have naturally have honored your mother more and you would have feared your father more. That's what the Gemara says.
I'm just curious why this wouldn't have made the list. Is it possible that standing up, it's derech hateva. It's like the universal sign of kavod. You do it for kings. You do it for anybody in the world.
Ah,
just people do it that way.
Very good.
It didn't happen.
Very good.
They didn't have to say.
So you mechaber to the Chazanish. Chazanish says something along those lines. Along those lines, the Chazanish says such a mahal. Because the Chazanish is bothered with the kasha. I guess we'll ask it now and come back to it later. Why does the Torah tell me to stand up for an elderly person or Talmud Chacham and not a parent? It says in the Torah of Neseva talking about Dara Tepenei Zokin. You have to stand up for an elderly person, you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham. But by a parent, it kind of leaves you hanging. Just says, Kevah Adetu Mechus Yimech. So Chazanish says like what David is saying. Because by a parent, we know there's the highest level of kibbutz. The highest level of kibbutz is given that you got to stand up. That's a given. When you come to someone like a rabbi, Talmud Chacham, you don't know what to do with them. So that's what the Torah has to tell you. Very good. We're going to talk about that Svar. We're going to use that Svar to explain maybe another Shver Ramah later on. So let's keep that Svar in mind. This idea that it's a given, or perhaps maybe you could say it a little differently. The highest level of kibud is standing. And we'll change that a little bit more as we go along. But let's just see. So, but we can't stop the well, that's a different question. Why is standing not in the world of Yira versus Kavod? And that might also answer one of the kashas, why is it not on the list? Because if you look at the list, I don't want to give away the whole shiur, but if you look at the list of kibud, there's something all they all have in common that you don't have by standing. And what's the commonality between all the things of kibud? If you just look at the list in the Rambam, Machol, mashke, malbush, mechasa. What's the common denominator in all those things? Yeah, and more than that, these are all things that the father gets something out of. The father gets something out of it, right? It's a personal benefit. When the father walks through and you stand, what does he get out of that besides for feeling good about himself? It's not, but it's not tangible. Malbish, mach, these are real things. You take him to the doctor, you pick him up, you give him a lot, you do something that he benefits from, a direct benefit. This is a different type of hano. This is the geschmack of feeling, my son stands up for me. But, it doesn't necessarily translate into dollars and cents as was when you bring him lunch, Famous line, love me less and do more for me, right? I love my father so much, but I'm not available to help him, right? Don't love me so much and do for me. So, it's very nice to say, I stand up when you walk into the room, but I'm not around when I need lunch and I need to take me to the doctor. So we'll have to see. That already makes it a different type of kibbutz. It's not a pleasure-based kibbutz. And what does the father get out of it? Ah, Baruch Hashem. Now I don't need lunch because my son set up. That's true. But I just want to prove today that the element of kibbutz is a totally different type of kibbutz,
yeah,
of standing.
It's the only thing that the father can't do for himself.
That's also very true. It's a good point. He can't get it for himself. He needs to be provided by someone else. And it's also the only
all
thing
things
he...
being, I mean,
right,
an invalid,
right. He can that, that's right. But he also gets something out of it. When you bring him lunch, now he's got lunch. When you stand up for him, okay, it's nice. But so we'll talk about that as well. But it's important to continue on in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't just stop there. He says, Vigam, he says there's another raya that you have to stand up for your father. What's that raya? We're going to come across Blineder Agimara. The Gemara is a very interesting shayla. What happens if the son is the Rebbe of the father? It happens sometimes. Let's say the son is the Rebbe of the father. So now the shayla is, who stands up for who? I'm saying, I guess every father's dream that his son grows up to be a big time chokhmah, he learns under him, he's his Talmud somehow. Talmud's in Yeshua, maybe he's a Rebbe of Yeshua, however you want to work it out. So therefore, you have an interesting shayla. Who stands up for who?
They both stand up.
So that's taka, might be the halach. They stand up for each other. But we'll get to that. That's a whole very interesting sugyah. But the Gemara wants to know who stands up for who. So says the Kesef Mishnah, Mashma de Be'enei Rab. I mean, the whole shayla of the Gemara was, should the son stand up for his father? Because he's the Rebbe, it might be a bezoin of Kavodat Torah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, let's take that piece of the equation out, that he's the Rebbe, then there's no shayla. And the whole shayla is, because the son is also the Rebbe, should he stand or shouldn't he stand for the father?
No matter how great a son becomes, it's still his father.
That's the shayla Gemara. Shayla Gemara is, if the son standing up for the father would belittle the Rabbi role, maybe he's not allowed to. But says the Kesef Mishnah, what you see from that Gemara is, if you take that element out of the equation, the element of being the Rebbe, then there's no shayla, he has to stand up for his father. Oh, so you have another Gemara that says you have to stand up for your father. It's such a backward way of proving it. Why isn't there a Gemara that says, Chayiv Adam Lamed Bifnei Avivim, like the Rambam says? But again, now we have a Kesef Mishnah where we have at least two sources for this din, and let's focus on our Gemara. Let's assume our Gemara is the Mikar that you have to stand up for your parents. Question is, there's a lot of different ways to stand up. What's the rules over here? The Rambam said, you stand up for your father, like you stand up for your Rebbe. Which type of Rebbe? We point out there's two types of Rebbe. There's a Rabbi Stam and there's a Rabbi Muvok. If you look in Shulchan Aruch number 6, the Shulchan Aruch lays out very clearly the difference. I'm sorry, before we get to that number 7, the Shulchan Aruch writes number 6, Chayiv Lamoid Bifnei Aviv. So not just the Rambam brings it down, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it down also. Chayiv Lamoid Bifnei Aviv, Bimaav Talmud Binoi Kolechamem Oimid Bifnei Hashem. Then he continues the second half of the Gemara according to the Beis Yosef. If the father is also the Rebbe, so then they stand up for each other. Now again, also interesting. This Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch is not tucked away with the other halachas of what you do for your parents. Shulchan Aruch has a whole list. Machol, Mashke, Malbish. And then a bunch of halachas later, he tells you, by the way, you have to stand up also, which is the same question. Why not put it together with all the other halachas? Lump it together. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 7, this is already in Siman Reish Mem Beis. This is a Hilchos Kavod Rabbah. So Mechaber writes, "Haroye chacham oivim, v'siyat tam chacham walking by. Einay oimid at sheigil l'teich arba amoisa." This is what I always laugh at the weddings. You go to a wedding, the guy's sitting all the way in the back. Some rav gets a kibbutz in the front row. Everyone jumps up. Well, jumping up, he's within dalat amos of you. You're almost halfway in the other room already. You're not even anywhere near the dalat amos. You have to stand up. No, you have to stand up. That's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you only have to stand up at sheigil l'teich arba amoisa, within your dalat amos. The Kivan Sha'ovam Lefanov, once he passes by, Yosha, you can sit down.
Don't is this get... the same? This same halacha would apply to, let's say, Chassan and Kala walking down.
I was going to say, don't even get me started on standing up for the Chassan and Kala. We're not even going to go down that road.
No, this is literally by Chafir last week after they were when Dalit Amos and Fundy more a little more. I sit down. The guy says, "What's the matter? What are you doing sitting down?"
I don't even stand up the first. I didn't get up in the first place. I'm the only idiot sitting. Yeah, we talked about it. We've gone through this. I think, as my Rebbe once said, it, the reason why they stand up when the Kala walks in is to see her dress. That's what he thought. He said the same reason why a Goyim do. They do it at Goyisha weddings.
I'll let him know by his granddaughter's wedding.
Say, go to a Goyisha wedding. They all stand up when the bride walks in. You think it's because of Hechsher Mitzvah? No, it's because they want to see how the bride looks. Nishkin Yiddish is that. Okay, either way. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to belittle it. There was Paiskin. There were Paiskin. Choshev Paiskin. Moshe and others that did hold as an Indian to stand up for the Kala. But not everyone agrees to that. But either way, so this is fascinating. You go to every chasana, right? The guy's in the last row, but he sees some rabbi. Not even, he hears a rabbi, gets called up. You have no idea who he is. A rabbi, you know, everyone's a rabbi today, right? He gets called, the whole place jumps up. Amazing. So that's the halacha, but you don't have to do that. But Zokta Mechabevim, who Rabbi Muvok, but he happens to be your Rabbi Muvok, Oy Mei Milufon of Moloyenov. Then you got to stand up the moment you see him. No matter how far away. You're in a huge wedding hall, but the moment you see your Rabbi Muvok, you got to jump up. The guy could be many feet away from you. You got to jump up. So I love all those people. They say, he's really my Rabbi Muvok. But they don't show any halachas like a Rabbi Muvok. You tell people that Yenim is my Rabbi Muvok, but you don't stand up when he's Mali Enof. Right? That much you're not willing to do. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If he's your Rabbi Muvok, it's Mali Enof. And you're not allowed to sit down until he's out of eyesight. Until he sits back in his place. This is a big problem. If your Rabbi Muvok gets seated Kedushin, you got to stand the whole group. Right? Now,
is it only like he said it with the Dalit Amos?
No, not if he's a Rabbi Muvok. But the bigger problem is going to be what's your father considered? The Rambam said your father is what? Your father is Kirabbi. Which rabbi? Is your father like a Rabbi Muvok? Or is your father like a Rabbi Enamu? What happens if your father gets an aliyah? So you got to stand the whole time while he's standing by the bima. When he gets his aliyah, when he's standing next to the bima, until he finally comes back, you got to stand the whole time. So if you look in the chayot, so it's not clear. Yeah. Awesome. If you hold, again, there's a couple of ifs over here. If you assume, again, the Mechaber is vague. Mechaber just says, Chayiv Lamay Bifneyot. That's it. He doesn't give you too much details or rules. The Rambam gave us more rules. What did the Rambam say? Bifnei Rabbi. Like Rabbi. Which Rabbi? Mm-hmm. What Rabbi are we talking about? So the Pashtus is, if you look in the Biskarov, the first Biskarov in the Sefer, he assumes, as does many others, not everyone, but many, the Rabbi here means a Rabbi Muvok. Which means, according to the Rambam, you have to treat your father like you would a Rabbi Muvok. So if you're sitting in a big hall and you see all the way at the other end of it all, your father walks in, that's it, boom. You got to be up. Mali Enof, that's it, you're up. And you're not sitting down until it could take your father 15 minutes to trek across the hall. Right? It doesn't matter. You're standing the whole time. That's what it says. So we're going to have to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about Moichel, which is why today most people don't know this halacha, which we'll have to, again, it's more of a halachic topic, but just from the Lom de Shabbat. Now take a look in the Chayodim. This is a Shper Chayodim. Chayodim writes, Chayiv Lamoy Bifnei Aviv V'imoy. Okay, I don't know why I would have thought otherwise, but again, I guess one would have thought that since we're making an analogy to your rabbi, so you would think you can't compare your mother to your rabbi. So Zakta Chayadam, nothing to do with rabbeim. This is a parental mitzvah. Chayiv olamoy bifnei oviv v'imoy. Mom and dad. Kimolei kumasoi. Kimolei kumasoi means all the way up. None of these little bumps over here like that everyone loves to do. No. For your father, you're all the way up. Right. Oh, you're all the way up. Kimolei kumasoi. Ah. Zakta Chayadam v'nirali. Zakta Chayadam is on chiddush. But nearly, it seems to me, the dinai ki rabbi muvok. Zog the chayodim, like he's making up his own pshat. He thinks you treat it like a rabbi muvok. Besim in reish membeis. What does it mean to be a rabbi muvok? The hainu mishiyorei mirachoik maloyenov, which means you see your father or mother from very far away. Achi is chasim until you get, they're covered from you. Or yachi yoshu until they sit down. So right away, the chayodim is assuming, but it makes it sound like it's his egin echidish. It's his own novel idea. He says, venerally, which means one could have thought otherwise. Comes along the Chayim says, I want you to know, I think, I hold, my personal feeling is, you treat your parent like a Rabbi Muvok, which is the most extreme level of kibbutz, which is, he lays out very clearly what you have to do. But then he writes, you only have to stand up for your parents twice a day. What is this about? So this is a Gemara later on, which we also have to see. The Gemara says, you only stand up for your Rebbe twice a day. Because if you were to stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day, then it's going to be greater than Hashem. Right? We only proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day in the Kriyat Shema. So therefore, we only stand up for Hashem. We only stand up for your Rebbe twice a day. What about your parents? What do you do with your parents? So Zok Techayodim, parents, only twice a day. Unless there are new people here, they don't know you previously stood up for them, then you have to stand up again for them. So what do you see from this chayadim? He is mamish associating Rabbi Muvuk directly with parents. It's tit for tat. Everything you do for Rabbi Muvuk, you do for your parents. The Yeshayimim then says the chayadim, maybe not. Maybe parents are different. Maybe when it comes to a parent, you have to stand up 100 times a day. Okay, so what's the suffix of the chayadim? Didn't the chayadim just tell me that we treat it like a Rabbi Muvuk? And by a Rabbi Muvuk, you only have to stand up twice? So we'll have to be mavar that a bit later. So no, let's.
How do you make it better than a shem?
Oh, good, good. So we'll have to see. Now, the truth is, everyone knows. Ah, there we go, right? The easy answer to that one is because every time you mechabed your parents, there's the shchina.
Yeah,
it's not better.
You only do it twice a day.
Well, but here I'm. But here I'm also including Hashem, right?
It's an
oh, good. We'll see. This is going to be part of the discussion. We'll get to that.
So
well, let's just.
Based on shchina, it's 5 to 7.
No, but here it's the idea of the Kabbalah from option. It's the declaration. It's the way of showing respect. So what do we have so far? We have clearly the geder that the way it was structured is like a Rabbi Muvuk. Now, why do you have to honor a Rabbi Muvuk? That's a whole different level of kibbutz. Why am I honoring my Rabbi Muvuk? Because he told me Reif Sof Moshe. How does that translate into my parents? Parents didn't teach me anything. They're lovely people. They took care of me. They raised me. They're amazing people. But it's not the same level of relationship. Yet in halacha, it is the same. The same way you honor your Rabbi Muvuk.
You are without either of them.
Could be. Again, I'm just pointing out that the lumness of the kibbutz is structured the same way as a Rabbi Muvuk, even though they're not exactly comparable. Okay. Now.
But the whole basis is nothing from the halachic requirement, no way any operation.
That's by a Rabbi Muvuk. Good. We're going to come back to that. Now, why did the Rambam think for a given that a parent is like a Rabbi Muvuk? Maybe parents has different rules, meaning there's three categories. There's Rabbi Muvuk, and maybe parents. The Rambam assumed for a given that the Rabbi Muvuk category is the parent category. Question is why? Now, you can tell me from Rabbi Yosef. The whole story with Rabbi Yosef is hard to figure out because Rabbi Yosef didn't have anything. He never saw his parents. So we'll come back to that.
Why is probably you seeing them? It's I'm saying you.
Because Malienov, right? By a Rabbi Muvuk is the moment you see him.
Because they're if it's all about their kavod, your father is literally 100. What if your parents is blind?
Oh, that's a good child. Kivega talks about
it. I don't
it.
Even know what he's
talking about. The whole discussion about that. I decided
to stand up.
Good, good. I decided not to get into that topic. It is a discussion, correct? On the sides of the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about it. Yeah, so again, obviously, this is a different type of kavod. Now we'll see, hopefully. That's a machloekis. We discussed it at length whether or not a sumas chayv mitzvahs. So there's a long nachlas tzvi. I did decide not to get into it. Not for us. So a long nachlas tzvi on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Semir Reish Mem. He has a whole discussion with Grace of being blind and that whole discussion. Sure. He works it out over here. But let's take a look over here. And again, this chayadam. If you learn the chayadam, you have to ask yourself, what's the benir li? Chayadam walks in as if he came up with a chiddush. Benir li zog the chayadam. I think that you should treat your parent like a rabbi mullah. Isn't that what the Rambam said? Didn't the Rambam say you're supposed to treat your parent with a rabbi? Now, we have a rule. Whenever the Rambam says rabbi, he means rabbi mullah. Right? So, I don't understand. So, Frektach, right? I'm on the Chayodim. What does the Chayodim add to the equation? Chayodim walked in and said, Rabbi, I want everyone to know that you should treat your father like a rabbi mullah. Thank you very much. The Rambam wrote that 500 years before. A little less, a little more. Right? Rambam wrote this years ago. What's your chiddush? So, I found over here a nice mahalach in that sefer called Yoishre Hoyre. Right? Yoishre Hoyre. The righteousness of parents. So he writes, the straightness of parents. Mm-hmm. He writes, a contemporary sefer, he writes, V'ochin Torchin Kotev, number 9. The cause of a chayodim din zeb aloshev and nirali, v'alei meforish b'rambam. Now we'll see a little bit later how this Rambam is not as meforish as a look, but he gives a nice answer. He says, Yeshloima, the divi Rambam oymin b'fonu k'derech shoymi f'nei rabbi efshel aforish d'koy rak li nirchiv amidah m'loy kumasoy v'loy me'ezem merchak tzarech la'amru. He wants to tell you, when you read this Rambam, all you get from this Rambam is that you have to stand up, not distance wise, but physically, how much you have to stand up. That's why this is a very shreb shot. He's assuming that when the Rambam says, Kiderech shu'aymi b'fnei rabbi, it doesn't necessarily give you all the prote, all the detailed rules of what you have to do. It might just mean that you have to stand up fully like you do for a rabbi, but not necessarily the distance that you have for a rabbi. The problem with that pshat is obviously, as everyone here is agreeing, Kederech shu'aymi b'fnei rabbi sounds like exactly what you do for rabbi. I mean, you plug in all of Hilchas rabbi into Hilchas Abba, right?
Yeah, except he also said that
twice a day.
twice a day unless you're with people
Good.
Who didn't see you. It's a, but what's that got to do with the covenant of your parent? That's a, it's like a.
But that's like.
Like
but it's like that. But it's like that. But I thought you were going to ask me, David, that he has two possibilities of what to do about a parent. He says maybe you only stand up twice a day, and maybe you stand up all the time. But by a Rabbi Muvik, you only stand up twice a day. So why is he even entertaining another possibility? If the Chayyadam was convinced that you treat your parent like a Rabbi Muvik, what's the Yeshayim at the end of the Chayyadam? Well, maybe for a parent, you stand up every single time they walk in. But for a rabbi, you don't. And you just told me that the parents are exactly like a Rabbi Muvik. And now you're telling me maybe not. You now we're drawing discrepancies already. This might be a problem. Now, the truth is not everyone agrees to this premise that you have to stand up for your parents so far away. If you look in the Rishon LeZion, this is tricky. Who's the Rishon LeZion?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. Usually, yes. Not here. That's why it's tricky. That's why I gave that Hakdama. The Rishon LeZion is usually Rabbi Abba Shaul, sometimes referred to as, you know, Rabbi Abba Shaul, sometimes Rishon LeZion can be Rabbi Vaj also. This Rishon LeZion is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Way back. Going way back to the 1700s, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh wrote a sefer on Yeridea. Rabbi Shmack a sefer on Yeridea. So he writes like this. He says, Matzinud b'fnei rabbi chayv lamay shem aleinu. We know when it comes to a rabbi, you have to stand up aleinu. V'lo yeshiv ad sheyaver minegad einav, you're not listening until he gets out of eyesight. Shele yir koy mosoy. V'zeu muskim b'shaz, that's a gemara. U'bechol ha-poiskim. V'gabi oviv lo matzinu ikar lamido. Direct to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, our kasha. Why is there no rules and regulations to how to stand up for a parent? Elo the kosev ebesi yosef te memad de boi ha-shaz. Gabi b'noi v'hu rabbi. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, where do we know you have to stand up for your parents? It's from that Gemara that talks about the Shaila where your father is your student. Interestingly enough, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brought the second raya of the Beis Yosef, not the first raya of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brought two rayas that you have to stand up for your parents. One was our Gemara, and one was from a Gemara later on about the Rebbe and the father who's also the Rebbe. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh over here doesn't mention that riot. He just goes to the second riot. But he wants to tie in a Shema Minod that Tzarech Lamoid. V'gam Einoi Chayiv Lamoid K'moy Shechayiv L'Rabboi Elo Dal Ramas Mikineget Ponev Atchiyava Mikineget. Unbelievable. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, no, not true. You do not have to stand up for your parents like a Rabbi Muvok, just like a regular rabbi. Dal Ramas, and out of Dal Ramas, you're good to go. Unbelievable. Now, do I have riots to back up either of them? Not really. Not from the Gemara. It wouldn't tell us anything. All we have was Rabbi Yosef stood up when he heard the voice of his mother, and that's the Makar. The Shulchan Aruch just says, Chayiv la'amoy b'fnei avi. That's all it says. So you can easily plug this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh into the Mechaber. The Rambam is already different. The Rambam already told us Rabbi, and we know that when the Rambam says Rabbi, Rabbi means Rabbi Mo. So the Rambam we know already. But in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, you have the, for sure that it has to mean Malayin. So you have the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, so now maybe it's a little bit more of a sniff l'hakel. It's only within Dalai Lama. But he, yeah.
It's possible to explain the Yeshua and the Chayyadam as follows, that the reason, there's a difference between the parent and the Rav. The Rav, the reason why you have to get the Rav kavod is because he embodies the Shekhinah for you, right? He brings you into Torah. So he embodies the Shekhinah. Okay. So you can't mechabit him more than mechabit the Shekhinah. So it's limited to twice a day.
Right.
But the parent is coming not because of the Shekhinah. Parent is becoming, maybe what David said or what the Hazonim said, that it's because of, everybody gives cover to the parent. So therefore, it could be 100 times a day.
So how do you learn when you say it's Kimoy Rabbi Mubak? It's not 100% like a Rabbi Mubak. It's like Rabbi Mubak, but not like a Rabbi.
Right, no, but it's coming from it's coming from a different source. The Rabbi Mubak is because of the Shekhina.
Right.
It's got to be limited twice a day. You don't want to be more than the Shekhina.
So when the Rambam said it's like a Rabbi.
But the Muslim is the proper thing to
right,
do.
So again, so when the Rambam says you stand up for your parent like you do for a Rabbi Mubak, it wasn't a perfect parallel. That's what you have to
definitely
say.
Not.
Okay, good. I'm possibly okay with that. We'll see. That might be true. You might have to say that. Now let's take a look on the footnote in the Rishon LeZion. He quotes a Me'iri. He quotes an interesting Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, number 11. Kol shekasavnu b'kibud avu moiro kachu adim b'chvei rabbi. Zok de Me'iri, whatever we say for kibud av aim applies to your rabbi. Elo shechivosi yiseira al shalat. But your Rebbe is even more than your parent. Or Rabbi Muvik, and when it comes to Rabbi Muvik, or you may be fun of Kimalayinu. You have to stand up the moment that you see him. What are you supposed to take away from this Me'iri? What does it sound like from the Me'iri? The Me'iri starts off saying that whatever you do for your parent, you have to do for your rabbi. But for your Rabbi Muvik, you have to do even more. So what's the simple reading of the Me'iri? That a parent is not like a Rabbi Muvik. So the chayr, we have a raya from this Me'iri, like the Aruch HaKadosh. You don't look at a parent like a Rabbi Mova, but rather you look at a parent like a regular rabbi, like a regular Talmud Chacham. The same way you stand up when a rabbi walks in there. Again, you never heard a word from him, right? If Reb Chaim Kanievsky was alive and he'd walk in, none of us can say we're Talmidim Muvakim or Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Right? We don't learn under him.
We don't. If he comes into, let's say, this room.
Strictly speaking,
we don't have to
say Api Alocha. Right, he's not my Rabbi Mova. He's a Talmud Chacham, which is only Dalai Lamas. Now,
so I'm not saying the whole world is
I'm not saying we shouldn't, and I'm not saying it's not covered, but strictly speaking, unless there's another halacha for the Gadol HaDor, it's different, I'm not sure. But then there are a lot of big rabbanim that we just never learned on. They're massive Talmid Chacham, but they're not our Rabbi Muvakim. If, you know, name a Gadol here, right? But then you only have to stand up within Dalai Lamas. So says the Me'iri, but a parent is like that. So the Chayri comes up, we have a very interesting machlokes Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Me'iri. What are the rules of a parent? Is a parent like a Rabbi Muvok, or is a parent like a regular rabbi? But it's interesting because all of the Rishonim are making the analogy to a Talmud Chacham. Why are they doing that? Because that's the only place we have, besides for a Zakin, that's the only place where we have a Makkah that you have to stand up. So therefore, they have to compare it to one of two categories. Oh, very good. We're going to get to that. That number is 15 on the bottom of the sheet. We'll get to that in a second, hopefully. So we have.
What did Rav Yosef do? He always got up every single time.
That's a question. If he did that. We don't know that. We don't know if this is a one-time thing or many times. We'll talk about it on the next sheet. We'll talk about it. We'll see. Achrayim talk about it. We'll get to it. We'll see.
But, anytime. Anytime he
assumes that the Rabbi Muvuk at least is the highest.
Form. Rabbi Muvuk is the top.
The question is whether or not a parent is as much or less.
Correct.
But when did we get there? How did we get there? Why wasn't it always assumed that the parent is on the highest? It's like one of the Aseret Sedibros.
Yeah, but again, but in that word, it never says stand. We're all circling back to our original question. It never says how to do Kibbutz Aveid in the Torah. It says in the Gemara. And where it does say it in the Gemara, it omits standing. So we're kind of working behind the eight ball, as they say. We're working backwards. We're trying to figure out how to look at Kibbutz while the Gemara gave it to us in such a very secretive, way instead of just telling us straight up, stand up for your parents, right? So that's what we're still struggling with a little bit.
Kindergarten.
Oh, good.
They teach us.
Everyone knows when your parent walks in, you stand up. They didn't give you the backdrop over the alumnus to what's the rules. Do I compare it to a Rabbi Muvuk or I compare it to a regular rabbi? So I found over here what I thought was a nice mahalach in the sefer number 12 to try to figure this all out. So Nachman, what are some of our kashas? One of our kashas are, what does the shechina have to do with the equation? Can we start off the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef mixed in the shechina to his standing up? Seemingly, you know, no one says, I'm standing up before the Talmud Chacham because the shechina is coming. The Talmud Chacham is the Talmud Chacham, not do the shechina. So are my parents an independent Siba for standing up? So why do I have to miss around the Shechina? The Mashal told us, no, because when you stand up for your parents, the Shechina is here. So again, so who am I standing for? Am I standing for my parents? Am I standing for the Shechina? Am I standing for both? What's going on over here? That's big question number one. No, the Gemara says the Shechina is here because I was mechabed my parents, which means the given is you stand up for your parents. That's step one. And now once I do that, now the Shechina comes.
Isn't that a raya that's a bigger chiyuv than for a Rebbe? Because when you stand up for your Rebbe, you don't bring the Shechina.
That is true. That's definitely true.
So how do you...
Again, I'm not sure...
Why do we keep saying that we're comparing the parent to the Rebbe? Why are we not comparing the... I understand there's no list.
No, because for the Rebbe, we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk that says, stand up for a tamachok. We have no pasuk that says, stand up for a parent. So your answer, which is what the Chazanish says, is that we do have a pasuk. Kabbalah of Vichu Betzemech is the pasuk. That's the answer, right? So let's see.
Why is the Shechina coming?
So the Gemara says because whenever you do Kibbutz Aveim, Hashem wants to live with you. So Hashem is present now.
How about when I sit and learn Torah?
Yeah. No, we still, whatever.
We do any mitzvah.
I don't know the GPS of the Shechina, but I'm just saying we don't have, we have a Gemara by us that says clearly that when you're Mechabed your parents, Kibbutz Aveim.
You have a minion, right? The Shechina is my minion, right?
So again, that's a question, right? So that's why I struggle.
Your father, your mother, also, you should stand up when you do that.
That's true. Again, that goes back to our older premise that there's two types of kibbutz, right? There's a meaning if you're that's because you're assuming I'm only standing up because the Shechina is here. That's what I'm not
saying.
No, the Mashal is saying. See, this is where people are running into circles over here. Am I standing for my parents? Am I standing because the Shechina is here? So Mashal says, well, once you stand up for your parent, you're mechabedim. Now that you're mechabedim, the Shechina is here. Okay, great.
Is it maybe I'm supposed to shift from
bottom? According to this, every time you machal your parent, the Shechina is here. So right, because again, I'm not so sure that the Gemara means that I'm standing because of the Shechina.
Does anyone say it works out Shlosh Shuk from Bottom? In other words, Pshat is that not that the Shechina comes, but also when you're being mechabed your parents, so now you're remembering the three reasons why you're in this world.
Right, and therefore?
No, so therefore, it's not like an afterthought that, you know, that the Shechina comes afterwards because you're being mechabed your parents. It's all the same, one and the same.
Good, so how does that explain the standing?
That's why I'm standing.
Because why?
Because I'm standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Fight it, so you're learning like the Masha. I'm standing because of the Shechina.
Because there's outslosh.
So then it's not because of Kibbutz Aveim.
Right. In other words, it's all three. The reason
this is why I struggle with this
is because of these three people. And now,
what does it mean, Mikame Shechina Da'asi, in front of the Shechina that is coming? So most of us read that Gemara, it means I'm standing for the Shechina. So I'm standing for the Shechina, I don't do my parents. It's not to Masha, no. It's once I'm Mechame my parents, now Hashem is here directly. Okay. So then, Vaiter, is it my parents or is it Hashem? So I found over here somewhat of a Mahalach. Why?
I don't understand.
Why not?
Because it's Pasha Pshat is that it's so important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you show kavod to your parent by standing that he literally, one of the only other times that the Shechina comes, right? By Karbanos and the Samigash and the Minyan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are like, this is one other example where in the privacy of your own home, stand for your parent. It's so important to him that he comes down to be part of that.
So that's
the Havamina that you're standing for him?
Right.
You're bringing him by doing that act. So I don't.
Right, which means according to Masha, the standing is a given. Right.
And it's so chashev to him.
And
he wants to be part of that.
I understand, but I'm bothered with the Masha. The Masha says, Masha's bothered with the Shechina works its way into this equation. Right? Because that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Because the Gemara said it. The Yosef said, "Eikum mikame shchina dasi." I'm getting up in front of the shchina that is coming.
It's coming because my mother's coming, and by my standing.
That's Masha's answer. That's exactly what Masha said. Masha says, "Now that I'm standing for my mother, I'm bringing the shchina." Beautiful. So again, the standing has nothing to do with the shchina. Okay, good.
It's a result of.
Fine, I'm okay with that. Meaning, you learned the Masha that the standing is a given. Now that I'm expressing Kibbut Aveim via standing, so now also the Shechina is
brought the Shechina.
So now I brought the Shechina, but my standing is not connected to the Shechina.
How do you not touch the words in the Masha? It should be Isha Romez.
Because the word Isha is made up of the word Yud and the Hey of Isha is Shem Hashem.
Okay.
So that I'm not sure exactly what this. Okay.
This is why most people make I got it and I go on to
the. Exactly. This is why no one learns these things, right? Okay. So let's take a look. So let's take a look over at number 12. This sefer Shmuel's Kedushin. That's a contemporary sefer. I think he tries to put it all together. He writes this. Question number one. Why don't you say better? I'm standing up because it's my mother. Right. Forget. Leave. You know, kaviyach, whatever that means. Leave the Shechina out of the equation, right? Don't be so spiritual. You're standing up because your mother is coming. Good.
There must be a million examples of guys like Rav Yosef standing up for their parent, right? They never mentioned it.
Yes.
Why they mentioned it?
Good.
Because it was so important that even a person who wasn't even sure that it was their mother, right? On the shashin, it might be their
maybe
mother, he was standing up.
Good.
Right? So that just tells you how important that is. And that's why the Shechina comes, because it's such an important thing. Why pick this example?
I'm with you.
That you don't have to see the
good kasha. Great kasha. We're going to talk about it. Right? Rabbi Yosef is the example. Rabbi Yosef is the most difficult example because he didn't have Dalet Amos. He didn't have Malayenov. We had a tzad, right? You see your parents, Malayenov. Rabbi Yosef never saw his parents, Malayenov. At least at this point in his life, never saw his parents, Malayenov.
Maybe Malayenov doesn't mean you seeing him.
Maybe. We'll have to get to all this. Okay. I just wanted, I think it's Kedai, people should leave, even in Agadah to this, the Lumbus. I don't go crazy with these things. I know there are people who learn everything with Lumbus. You know, everything is Lumbus. You just have to dig deep enough. Yeah,
about the examples we
that's
do
right.
are questions.
Very good.
Even Tuesday nights.
That's right. Everything you have to ask yourself is this the example? Is this, you know, this is what I'm supposed to learn from? Is this unique or not?
With love. So, right.
Why that's right. That's right. Everything has to be. I think people, we sometimes don't use our muscles well enough to think deeply. Okay, either way. So let's see right here. It's another kasha. But Gam Tzarech Bir. Amai Leimonu B'Braisa L'Kamon. Ezo Kibot Gam Shetarech Lokum B'Fnei Ovi V'Imoy. That's a bomb kasha. The Gemara has a list later on for us of all the things you have to do for your parents. It did not say stand up. That's a stark kasha. I think that's really the biggest kasha of the day. Why is that not on the list? So you want to turn like this. Again, from the Gemara, it sounds like it has something to do with the Shechina. I'm standing up in front of the Shechina. What did I get the Shechina? I'm standing up because it's my parents. Elo, he wants to tell him like this. Ukimivur b'Sanhedrin, he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Membeis de Maral. Tam Rabbi Shetzarich Loi Mak Kiddush Levanim Umat. And we all know you're supposed to say Kiddush Levanim standing. B'Shum Sheyesh B'Zeh Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Because it's a form of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Okay, so now we already have some connection to Shchina to standing. So he wants to tell him like this. V'Yesh Levar B'Zeh. Now everything makes sense. Dini b'Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Gimel Mistapeik. In Mitzvah Kibbut Aveim Hu Mitzvah the Ben Adam Lechaveiro in Mitzvah Lashemayim. This is something we've touched upon. It came up a little bit. How do you look at Kibbut Aveim? Is that a mitzvah between man and his fellow man, Bein Adam Lechaveiro? Or is it including Hashem? So again, right, when I blow shofar, it's nothing to do with me and my fellow friend. It's between me and Hashem. When I shake lulav, that's a mitzvah between me and Hashem. What is Kibbut Aveim? So we already spoke a little bit about this when we talked about Goyim. Right? We have the famous Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that what is Kibbut Aveim? It's Prius Choyf, paying up a debt. So if it's paying up a debt, that's not doing a Kodesh Baruch. That's Bein Adam Lechaveiro. So most of us would assume that Kibbut Aveim is a strictly Bein Adam Lechaveiro mitzvah. So it's like tzedakah.
So the Gemara's teacher, Rabbi Yosef, said that it's a Bein
Adam Lechaveiro. Very good. So that's where we're going now. So maybe in this Rabbi Yosef, he was giving us a little bit of an insight into the lumdus of Kibbut Aveim. Let's see how he explains it. The Yeshloim did Taratibe, like every good Chakir, what's the answer? They're not two different studs, but it's a combination. They're both there. Hadavar Mamuskar and Bibraisa Bechavis Akibut Machel Mashke Malbush Machtas and Moitzi, who Mechede Gachiyov. That list in the Gemara was all the Hakaras HaToiv list. Feed him, clothe him. That's all as a thank you because he did that to you when you were a child. Right? That's all just a gratitude, which we pointed out a few weeks, months, I don't remember. That might even be true to a non-Jew. Even a non-Jew might have to do that to his parents. He also has the appreciation of debt and gratitude. His non-Jewish father also took care of him and his non-Jewish mother took care of him. We pointed this out that many Rishonim had a possibility that a goy has to do Kibbut Aveim. Which part of Kibbut Aveim? The part that's Bein Adam Lechaveiro, the part that's just a Prias Choyv. What's the other part? While he was small, and they raised him. This is what we pointed out earlier. When you stand to your father, you're not servicing him, not giving him anything. It just shows value. When you stand up in front of your father, the statement you're making is, my father is important. He wants to tie into that. What does it mean, Ben Adam Lamakim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all of us to acknowledge our parents because he told us to. Hashem said, I want you to honor your parents. The same way I want you to shake a lulav. The same way I want you to shake a blow shofar. That's because I told you to do so. Not because they're getting any kickbacks out of it. Okay, most of Kibbut Aveim is for the parents' benefit. Almost all of it. Machol, mashke, right? But this is the one thing that this is just because I told you so. I told you I want you to value parents.
You can't tell me to shake the lulav.
That's true.
Or
okay, good. Right. So let's see. That's the kick. For who? For the father.
That you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing what the Baruch wants you to do.
And that's for who? For the father, for the kid?
Yeah.
No, we're trying to figure out what the father gets out of when the son stands up for him. He wants to suggest the father gets nothing out of
nothing.
It. Nothing. But I have to do it. Because Hashem said that honoring your father is something you have to do klape Hashem. Forget your parents. Let's say your parents. And this is a whole discussion. Hopefully we'll get to it.
Bref has a mitzvah on it.
Maybe. But when the father's moichel, and we know, av shemochel akvei dekvei demochel. What happened to the kvei shemayim part? Is that up for grabs? We'll have to talk about this. It's a famous shittus Rishonim. That even the av shemochel akvei dekvei demochel, you still have the kvei shemayim part to deal with. That might not be so quickly disappearing. We'll have to get to that at some point. We'll have to get to stuff. So he wants to tell him like this. Now it answers the big kash. Why is it not listed that you have to stand up for your father? The answer is this answers up the mechaber also. I told you, why is the mechaber talking away later on? He tells you about standing up for your parents. It's not part of the other core essence of Kibbut Aveim. Real Kibbut Aveim is one way. Give them what they need. And Zok the Mechaber, later on, Yishnal is another type of kibbutz. That's standing, which might not even be Ben Adam Lechaveir.
And that would explain why Rabbi Yosef, because he can't even do the kibbutz.
That's very nice. Rabbi Yosef had a hard time probably doing the other parts of Kibbut Aveim. It would be hard for him. He was blind. Yeah. He was limited. So maybe for him, he only has this part of the Kvayt Shemayim standing up. Now we understand why was Rabbi Yosef bringing out this point. Rabbi Yosef wanted to teach us that when you stand up for your parent, you're standing up for the other part of Kibbut Aveim. It's not like the Marsha said, because Kidu Darti B'Neim. The standing up is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to stand up for your parents. That's what I want. I want you to acknowledge them, value them, respect them, honor and admire them. So therefore, that's the second part of Kibud Av. Okay. It answers some of our kasha. So again, it's still a little shver to me because this has nothing to do with the Rabbi Movok story. Right there. Our analogy is, it's like a Rabbi Movok. This is so far away from a Rabbi Movok, you can't even imagine. Unless you learn a Rabbi Movok is a Akar Satayv also. The reason why you stand up for your Rabbi Movok is because of all the Torah he taught you and you have a Akar Satayv to him.
It's like God.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, but we're going to see that the hierarchy is also not a perfect hierarchy. But I'll put him, this answers, I think, a lot of the kashas. That Avada, there's two types of Kibbutz Avayim. There's the regular giving, providing. Then there's the act of just showing that they're important, showing that they're chashiv, and that is fulfilled by standing up for them. The problem is, Rabbi, said we have a Shvei Rambam. Number 13, the Rambam Hilchot Talmud Torah writes the Rambam, Kishem Shadom, just like a person is commanded to honor his father and to fear him, so to his chayiv to honor and fear more than his father. Whoa, 1 second. Didn't we just say that you're supposed to show respect to your aviv kimoi rabbi, like a rabbi? That means they're equal. And here the Rambam is saying that what? That the Rebbe Muvok is more than the father. So then we have a problem. What is the role of kibud? Is the role of kibud equal, or is a father on a less level than a rabbi? Stira. First Rambam, we started off with the Rambam's Nechus Kibud of Aim. The Rambam said, you stand up in front of your Rebbe, you stand up in front of your parent, like you do for your rabbi. And here in Hechel Talmud Torah, the Rambam says that you show more honor to your parent than your Rebbe, than you do your parents. So which one is it? Where the parents fall in over here?
Don't they have that institution also?
Or they, so Rambam continues, because your parents brought you to this world. Okay, so the Rambam continues, right? You're walking down the street, you see two lost objects. One belongs to your Rabbi Mavuk, one belongs to your father. Rabbi goes first. So 1 second. So if I see that the kibbut of a rabbi is more severe, more chashiv, and the covered to my father. So how do you read the other Rambam? When the Rambam says, Shu'ay made b'fnei rabbi, you stand up in front of your parents like you stand up for your Rebbe.
There is mixing it up with all the Ben Adam Lachadera stuff.
So again, which?
The first Rambam. The first Rambam.
No, I'm talking about standing. But standing, we said.
But I know, but he's saying that you stand before your Rebbe because it's like the Ben Adam Lachadera over there.
Okay,
but over here, in the second Rambam, he's talking about Ben Adam Malkum.
Okay, this first Rambam is talking about Amida. But all you mean, before you stand in front of your parents like you stand up in front of your Rebbe.
Yeah, but he also says.
Which means what?
All the other things he says here. That's right, we'll
keep it away. The Rambam by us told us two dinim of Kibbutz Avayim. The first part was the Ben Adam Malkum part. And the last line of the Rambam was the Ben Adam. The first part was Ben Adam Lachaberi. The second half of the Rambam was Ben Adam Lamakim. But the Rambam made this analogy to a rabbi, which, again, when you walk away from this Rambam saying, whatever you do by Rabbi Muvok, you do by a parent. But then you come to this Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, and hey, you see, not like that. So now you have to scratch your head and say to yourself, 1 second, how do I treat my parent? Is he equal to my Rabbi Muvok? Or is he less than my Rabbi Muvok?
Why would I think from the simple psukim that he should be more, that a Rebbe should be more? Kibbutz Av Eim is a beferish apostle. The other one you learn out to drusha.
Not so much a drusha.
It is. They say v'takum. So then we say, only means mishakana chacham. So how do we know the Rebbe and then the Rebbe move?
Well, first of all, talmud chacham might be learned from the pasuk of Yira, esel akechem tira l'rabbis talmidei chachamim.
Right.
But
how do we know it's your Rebbe? That's what I'm saying. It's a drasha. Here it's a beferish pasuk.
But the Torah never says the word stand. That's the problem. The Rambam says both. He says over here both. Both. Yeah, he does. He says v'oyimei mifanov. Right, the Rambam tells you, how do you stand up for your Rebbe? For your father? Whatever you do for your rabbi, which rabbi here means Rabbi Mov? Good. So I'm asking you, when you finish this first Rambam, you learn the Rambam out of order, right? Because Kibbutz Av Eim comes after Talmud Torah. You don't go straight in Rambam. So you learn the Rambam and Kibbutz Av Eim, you say to yourself, okay, I want to know, how do I honor, how do I stand up for my father? So what would the takeaway be? Whatever it's by Rabbi Mov. Mole Yeinov, Mole Kuma, say all the rules. But then I come to the Rambam Hilchot Talmud Torah and I say to myself, 1 second. The Rambam says I honor my Rebbe more than my father. So maybe only for my...
But because that's the case when they come together, which do you do
very
first?
Good. That's the Torah. Very good. Teretz is Gevaldik. The Rambam, the second Rambam is not a kash. The second Rambam was just a question of Kedima. Who has precedent? Who goes first? Of them, Zakti Rambam, who goes first? The Rebbe goes first. But when there's not a question of conflict, it's just a question of how to, then Avada, the Rebbe, and the father are the same. Lefi Zerah, but he said, now we can understand why the Chayadim was so misupit. The Chayadim says, Venirili. Why was the Chayadim not sure? The answer is because the Chayadim looked in the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it says over there, one second, it says that the Rebbe is more important than the father. Now, Kadima means I have two people here. Okay. Now, so you're okay. So you're asking the fact that I'm makdim the rabbi means automatically that the rabbi is more chashim. Not necessarily. When the Rambam says over kederuch shu'ein this rabbi, just means the rules and regulations for a rabbi apply to a father. That's what meaning the how to. How do you stand up? Where to stand up? How long to stand up for? That's like a rabbi move. But zok the Rambam and hechel talmud Torah. But you want to know who is more chashim of either the father. Is second compared to the Rebbe.
When does that happen? When is there a kedima question?
When let's say you're walking down the street and you see two lost objects. One's your Rebbe Muvuk and one's your father. Who goes
I
first?
I got to do with standing.
No. So when the Rambam wrote that you stand up for your father like you do for your Rebbe, so we assume that means that Rebbe and father and Rebbe are equal. Then the Rambam says over here that they're not equal. Rebbe goes before father. So Jeff suggested, which is what I had over here, number 14, that's not a contradiction. Avada, when you want to know the rules for standing for your father, look exactly what the Rambam says for standing for a Rebbe. Same rule. But now when they come in conflict, the father taka loses to the Rebbe. That's the answer. What? Because you're walking down the street and you find two lost objects in front of you. One's your father's, one's your Rebbe's. Who do you return first?
You get up, they're both there.
So you gotta get you. So that's what the case of the Gemara was. You gotta pick one before the other. So by doing one before the other, you're showing cover to one more than the other. So which one gets the kedima? So the Mishnah says in Bamasiya that the Rebbe goes first. Now, Belina, the next week, just to complicate things, we're going to talk about a Ramon Shulchan Aruch. No. Next week's not Pesach yet.
We've almost Sunday. You can do the Sunday. You can
Sunday
do
before.
The Sunday Arab. Yeah.
Okay. Nowhere else to be. Why not? Why not learn Torah?
We're not.
I didn't say that. I just said I.
Yeah, I don't know about you, David.
Okay, so Belina, we'll see next week a Shver Ramon Yerideya. To see how this all connects into the cover that we showed to Sefer Torah, Leonardo, we'll get to that next week.
So, Rabbi, thank you, Rabbi.
Oh, Gevaldik.